Welcome back. I'm Graham Richardson, in for Patricia, coming up on 1024. You know, we've tragically seen a lot of fair number of events in First Nations communities that were tragic, urgent, violent, where information getting out to the public, getting out to the community, was not as robust as it could have been. In the South and in developed cities, there are challenges with that. Imagine in more remote areas, and particularly tailored to First Nations, what that kind of a challenge can be. James Smith Cree Nation now deploys a new Indigenous-led emergency alert system. It's called First Alerts by Tricycle Data Systems. And Brett Merriman is the Chief Financial Officer at Tricycle. He joins us now. Brett, tell us about this system, how it's different, and how it's tailored to First Nations.
Yeah, thanks for having me on this morning, Graham. Appreciate it. So we about 2 years ago, we developed a program called the Talking Stick platform. So that's a platform that connects people anonymously to Indigenous peers, and it's available in Saskatchewan. And we've had some really great traction with user downloads, user usage, things like that. And we just saw an opportunity where we have a platform where we're connected to a lot of the community members that are affected by, like you said, the James Smith tragedy or natural disasters or
floods, fires,
things like that.
And it's that much more challenging to evacuate a community, things like that. So what were they using before this?
They were using the traditional, kind of the traditional method. They'd have to go through and they'd have to request, whether it's through RCMP or whether it's through the traditional system that we have, you know, where we get all of our alerts that, you know, blare through our cell phone. So we went and we said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take this into our own hands and say, let's go and develop something that the communities, the First Nations chiefs, the leaders, their emergency management departments can go and say, I believe this is a disaster or this is something that deserves an alert in my community, and send it out and push it out to the users. So users in Saskatchewan, they can go and they can select what communities they want to receive alerts from. And then we put the power in the hands of a population that is really underserved by traditional alerting systems. And we've given them the opportunity to say, hey, I'm going to do this and I'm going to send this directly out to my own people.
Is it working?
We just launched a week ago.
Okay.
So James Smith was the first one in. We've seen, almost 50% of the population in, or communities in Saskatchewan, we've either reached out or has reached out to us. So, we know there's a tremendous appetite for it.
And I would imagine it can be a patchwork before this. They would push on social media. I would guess they do not want to always have to go through an RCMP protocol because for a variety of reasons, but also, as you say, they want to determine when they alert to their communities. So does this separate the messages from... This is separate from a social media message from the band council.
Correct. I would assume the band council is going to send stuff out through their social media channels as well. That is a popular way to communicate to their constituents. But it's something that they have people in charge to say, you know, they decide what message is sent out and when. In the James Smith tragedy in September 2022, I think that alert didn't go out for, you know, 2-3 hours afterwards. So, Chief Head, we were down in James Smith at launch a week and a half ago, and he said this absolutely would have saved lives because of that delay. Mm. So we want to just, you know, they eliminate the time to get approvals and push things through. A lot of the First Nation communities, you know, 911 responders, you know, might not know the local names for areas or roads or things like that. So having this sent out directly to the community helps warn people as early as they can.
What and I appreciate it's early. Obviously, you need buy-in from the people, from the public. What's the response been?
Yeah. So in the week after we launched this, we saw 400% increase in app downloads. Hmm. So clearly, the users, the population, is excited for this because, you know, it's something tailored directly to their community. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, we had a significant number of communities reach out, or we've touched base with them. So we know there's appetite from the communities as well.
The other thing, too, is we've seen, whether it's the Fort McMurray fires, the horrendous tragedy in Nova Scotia, this particular tragedy, the messaging to the public in timely, quick ways when things are getting really bad often is the thing that falls down. Either people don't know, it doesn't reach people. Some people are on X and Twitter, some people aren't. Or it doesn't get there fast enough, as in terms of this case. Are you confident this can help solve that?
Yeah, we are. So we've gone and we've submitted through the Apple Store and got approved for an alert designation. So this is a special thing that overrides some of the other notification things that you might have on your iPhone that would say, you know, silent mode or anything like that. So it'll push through and it'll push that even when somebody has something on silent or on do not disturb mode. And so I think, you know, we've got some great community campaigns going on in James Smith and in the other communities we're going to go to where they're going to encourage people to download the Talking Stick app. It's not an app they're going to use every day, right? It does have lived experience peer support people on there that they can talk about anything from mental health to substance use or to just, you know, loneliness or just want to connect with another human. So having that app on their phone is a critical app for them to be able to have that safety, that security, and be connected to their community. So we think with that Apple Alert designation is going to really help where if everyone has it as kind of one of their main apps on their phone, we think it's going to have some really good traction.
Brett Merriman, appreciate your time with Tricycle. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Graham. Appreciate it.
All right.